Our reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 22. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David, in the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So what do you think of Jesus, the Christ? Go past the Sunday school answers and, well, wait, on second thought, don't. Those things are fundamentally important, right? Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He rose from the dead. What he did is fundamentally important. But who is Jesus, the Christ? In our text, the Pharisees are coming at Jesus again. This is the third in a wave of coordinated attacks. Right? They've kind of joined with their, call them enemies, the Sadducees, to go after Jesus, their common enemy. In the first two attacks, he first had the Pharisees, and they came with the question, you know, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? We get Jesus' answer, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to God what is God's. The Sadducees, who don't believe in the resurrection, came after him then, asking him about what if a woman dies and the brother has to then take her, the brother of the husband has to take her as his wife, and so on and so forth. So there's seven brothers and she has seven husbands. In the resurrection, whose wife is she? And Jesus basically rebukes them, saying, "Listen, you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God." And so in this third wave, this third attack, the Pharisees come trying to entangle him in a debate that they have about the commandments, right? And for them, it's like 613 commandments. Which one's the most important? Jesus doesn't want to get entangled, so he sidesteps it. He doesn't speak one of the 613 or one of the 10 even. He goes back to a basic fundamental teaching of the Old Testament, of the Shema. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Secondly, love your neighbor as yourself." Basically, it's a rebuke. He's telling them, you're getting all caught up in this debate on which commandments are the important. You're not even paying attention to that which is the most important. That is, love the Lord your God. And by implication, he's saying, you are not rendering to God what is God's. You don't know the scriptures. You don't know the power of God. He can raise somebody from the dead. But then he moves on and gets to this very fundamental question for the Pharisees. What do you think of the Christ? But it's actually a fundamental question throughout the Gospel of Matthew. How people react to the Christ matters. Who they believe he is matters. What do you think of the Christ? Whose son is he? The Pharisees give sort of their, so to speak, Sunday school answer. Well, he's David's son. And Jesus then quotes one of the Psalms of David. The Psalm says, or David writes in that Psalm, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." And so then Jesus follows that up with, if David calls him Lord, how is the Christ, the Messiah, David's son? What Jesus is getting at here is this. All right, in Matthew, right, it's been laid out for us. It starts out with a genealogy where it does go through Jesus as Abraham's son and David's son, making that clear. But as Matthew goes on, we learn more and more, right? He's to be named Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. He fulfills scripture in that he is sent away to Egypt, and we learn that out of Egypt I called my son. At Jesus' baptism, the Father calls out, "This is my son with whom I am well pleased." As Jesus goes into the wilderness, tempted by Satan, Satan repeatedly says, "Well, if you are the Son of God," at the Transfiguration. There again, the Father says, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." So Jesus here, working with the Pharisees, is actually fishing for an answer that they're unwilling to give. The Christ, the Messiah, is not just a son of David. He's the Son of God. How a person answers the question, "What do you think of the Christ?" is of fundamental importance. He is the Son of God. And what kind of a Son of God is he? He's the Son of God who takes our place as sinners in the baptism of John the Baptist. He's the Son of God that goes to battle against Satan and defeats him. And in the most shocking way, he's the Son of God who dies on the cross. And the centurion cries out, "Surely this was the Son of God." But this Son of God also, by the power of God, is raised from the dead in a resurrection that gives us hope and promise that we too will be raised from the dead. Who is the Christ? He is the Son of God. And we're told, listen to him. And so what has he said? He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And finally, "Go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them And so we have our marching orders. We have that fundamental question, who is the Christ? It's how we can start really any conversation, because until that's settled, nothing else really matters. So in the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, Amen.